Well, the final work in tonight's concert was originally intended to be a ballet score for Diaghilev's Ballet Russe, but was turned down by the choreographer. Diaghilev told Ravel when he first heard La Valse, "It's not a ballet, it's a portrait of ballet." Ravel was hurt by the comment and never worked with Diaghilev again. He kept faith in La Valse, though, naming it a choreographic poem for orchestra and performing it in concert halls. He had been toying with the idea of writing a waltz-based piece for almost 15 years with the title Vienne. He wrote that he was attracted to the rhythms and valued the joie de vivre the dance expressed. But between that original idea and Diaghilev's commission of 1919, Ravel experienced firsthand the horrors of the First World War, and his beloved mother died, plunging him into a deep creative crisis. Well, at rehearsals this afternoon, I asked Sir Mark Elder how he would sum up the work.
I think La Valse is a nightmare. He said that he didn't like the way they played it in Paris because they made it sound too much like a Viennese waltz. And, of course, it is a Viennese waltz in embryo. And at the beginning, through the mists and uncertainty, somebody tries to think of it as a waltz, and gradually the waltz takes shape. But as soon as we've got familiar with the idea of a waltz, somehow he then takes the whole thing and makes it into a nightmare, like a painting by Hieronymus Bosch. It's so twisted, it's so ugly, it's so beyond itself. And the splendour and indulgence of the imperial court in the middle of the 19th century is banished. And the last bar, I always feel as if the orchestra spit out the waltz.
Sir Mark Elder, and he returns once again to conduct the Halle Orchestra in La Valse by Ravel.